a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we've been here good evening from Odell, Nebraska. Tonight, the Diller Odell Griffins are hosting the Sacred Heart Irish in high school football. It's a girl-boy doubleheader for tonight's basketball contest. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. As I said, we are in Odell tonight. Interesting couple of matchups here in this varsity contest. The Sacred Heart Irish girls are 7-3 on the year, but they're coming off of a loss to Elmwood Murdoch. The Dillardell Griffins at 3-6. They are coming off of a loss to Fairbury. So both teams looking to get back on the winning track here after suffering losses in their last outing. We want to update you on the junior varsity games played earlier this evening. In fact, they were played simultaneously. They used two gyms here. In the girls' JV game, the Sacred Heart Irish got the win over Diller Odell. The final was 30-19. Sacred Heart with the win 30-19. And then in a hard-fought boys' JV game, Sacred Heart prevailed. They got the win 41-36. Diller Odell led most of that one. It was back and forth, a lot of lead changes, and at the very end, Sacred Heart pulled out the five-point win. 41-36 was the final in that one. I want to remind you, we also have high school basketball on the air tonight over on our sister station on KTNC. John Nixon is on the air. He's got basketball for you over there. Taking a look to see just who he's got. I think it's the Nebraska City Lords Knights are in town at Fall City. That one is over on KTNC tonight, so you can hear that one if you're looking for Tiger basketball. John Nixon has the call. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for this girls' varsity game. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this girls' varsity game. As we said, the Diller Odell Lady Griffins are 3-6 on the year. They're coached by head coach John Moore. He'll go with Haley Miller. Miller is a 5'6 junior, averaging 8.6 points per game. Brooklyn Beekman. Beekman, a senior at 5'8, 9.7 points per game. Madison Roseball. Roseball also a senior at 5'5. She pours in 4 points per contest for their first 9 outings. And Sydney Engelman. Engelman, 5'3 and a junior. Aiden McKinney. McKinney, another senior at 5'9, 7.2 points per game. The Diller Odell Griffins, as we said, 3-6 on the year. They are coached by Coach John Moore. Now the starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish. They are 7-3 on the year, coached by Coach Luke Santo. They'll go with Avery Santo, a 5'5 senior, averaging 12 points per game. Dorothy Krause, a junior at 5'6, getting 2 points per contest. Daisy Witt. Witt is a 5'6 senior, 8.7 points per game. Bailey Lemrond is a freshman at 5'4. She'll be the first one off the bench with 9 points per ball game. And the fifth starter is Hallie Jones. Jones, a 5'9 junior. She's the leading scorer for the Irish. Jones averaging 12.1 points per ball game. Again, the Irish are 7-3 on the year. I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Very pleased to have MJ Evans working as our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 Broadcast Center, operating our board tonight and helping to bring you tonight's presentation of high school basketball. I think we're getting set for the introduction of starters in the national anthem coming up, so we're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with that opening tip-off right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, during the break, we had a playing of our national anthem, and they've added kind of a neat touch to the new gymnasium here at Diller O'Dell. Those of you familiar with McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse back in Falls City know that they wore a giant American flag down from the ceiling for the playing of the national anthem. Well, they have a similar apparatus here at Diller O'Dell now, and it's must be about a 20-foot flag that comes down out of the ceiling, so kind of a neat touch for the national anthem here at Diller O'Dell. Just now completing the introduction of starters over the public address system. We've already met the Sacred Heart Irish starters, and now we're getting ready to have the introduction of the Diller O'Dell girls. Again, for Sacred Heart, it'll be Avery Sandel, Dorothy Krause, Daisy Witt, Elise Reske, and Hallie Jones. Starting for Diller O'Dell, Haley Miller, Berkeley Beekman, Madison Rosewald, and Sydney Engelman, and Aiden McKinney will be the starters for Diller O'Dell. The Griffins 3-6, the Irish at 7-3. As we mentioned a few moments ago, basketball tonight over on KTNC also. John Nixon is in Falls City. The Falls City Tigers hosting the Lord Central Catholic Knights. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game should be getting underway right about now. That's over on AM 1230 and FM 107.1 KTNC. And, of course, all the games can be heard live online at mscsports.net. And if you haven't tried it yet, download our MSC Radio app to your cell phone. You can listen to the games with just a couple of clicks on the MSC Radio app. All right, getting set to jump it up in the center circle for Sacred Heart will be Hallie Jones. She'll jump it up against Berkeley Beekman. Beekman at 5'8", Jones with the height advantage. The official steps in. Here's the tip, and we're underway. Coming up with the basketball and losing it out of bounds immediately was Diller O'Dell here on the near side. Madison Roseball had the basketball. It just got away from her and got out of bounds. So the Irish will play it in on the side. Now, it seems to be some question between the officials. They're trying to sort out whether or not the ball was actually controlled after the tip. It was, so Sacred Heart will inbound the ball. Comes into D.C. Witt. She'll set the offense, a man-to-man defense to open here for the Griffins. They go underneath to Hallie Jones. Jones in traffic is double-teamed and triple-teamed, trying to put a shot up, trying to get out of there. Now she'll be called for 3 seconds in the lane. Hallie Jones got trapped under the basket, got called for 3 seconds and could not get rid of the basketball in time. All right, here comes Diller O'Dell with their first possession. The Griffins come into forecourt. At the top of the circle on the dribble is Roseball. Off to the right elbow, finds Beekman. Beekman top of the key, that's Haley Miller. Miller feeds inside to Roseball. Basketball stolen away, D.C. Witt. Witt on the fast break, decides to pull it out into the corner. Down to the right side. Bailey Lemron got the start tonight. Lemron tries to move into the basket for the shot. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Lemron at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be called on Madeline Dendiger. On Dendiger, that is her first team foul number 1 on the Lady Griffins. First free throw is up and off. No good for Bailey Lemron. She'll have a second attempt coming. Lemron, a freshman, 5'4", averaging 9 points per ball game. Got the start tonight. Here's her second shot. It's off the back of the iron, doesn't go. A rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Hallie Jones. So Jones was there on that second miss, got the rebound, got the put back. And the Sacred Heart Irish go up 2-0 here over Diller O'Dell early in the opening minute of this first quarter. Berkeley Beekman with the ball in the paint, kicks it to the left side to Miller. Miller around the horn, top of the key. That's McKinney on the dribble. Across court to the far side, Dendiger. She just holds the ball. Hallie Jones comes out to pick her up on the man-to-man defense. Now to the top of the key, back to Beekman. Beekman looks to Miller on the right wing. Miller tries to dribble against Witt into the corner. Can't get there. Bounce pass goes into the lane. Basketball stolen away by Avery Sandel. Sandel pushes it down court quickly for the Irish. Into the corner, right side, finds Witt with the basketball. Now Lemron from the free throw line. Shot off the glass up and good. Bailey Lemron got the shot. And I believe that was a two. Yes, it was. So Lemron got her first basket of the night. The Irish go up 4-0, 6:19 to play here in the first quarter. With the ball is Madison Roseball. Roseball around the horn to the right side finds McKinney with it. McKinney tries to work to the baseline against Reske. Can't get there. Bounce pass under the paint. Goes out of bounds, and it's touched last under the basket by Madeline Roseball. It'll be Irish basketball. 6:06 to play here in the first quarter. 4-0. Irish on top. Here's a sub into the ball game. Gina Novotny. Novotny, a 5'8 sophomore, checks into the contest now for the Griffins. For the Irish into forecourt to the right side with it. Goes Lemron to cross court pass. Finds Witt with the basketball. Here from the left wing is Sando for three. Avery Sando off no good. Hallie Jones with the rebound. Jones kicks it out to the near side to D.C. Witt. The ball got away off of Witt. Went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back once again to the Lady Griffins. We're live tonight from Diller O'Dell. O'Dell, Nebraska. Sacred Heart Irish Girls, Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins. First half of a doubleheader. Boys varsity after this one tonight. This is Miller with the ball. Haley Miller feeds it into the corner, right wing. Beekman. Beekman reverses, goes in for the driving layup, up and good. Nice move by Berkeley Beekman. Beekman averages 9.7 points per game. Full court pressure now being applied by the Lady Griffins. On the dribble comes D.C. Witt across the timeline. She's picked up defensively by Roseball in the man-to-man. They set a pick four at the top of the key. Witt feeds it to the corner, left side down deep. Reske. Reske with a floater. Up and off, no good. Got her own rebound. Reske kicks it out to the corner to Witt. Witt with a jump shot from 12 feet away. Up and good. D.C. Witt with her first bucket of the night from the left side of the lane, about 12 feet out off the basket. Down court pass nearly stolen away by Avery Sando. Sando tipped it away but couldn't control it. It got away from her, went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Griffins. 4:57 to play in the first quarter. We've played 3 minutes. It's 6-2. Sacred Heart up by four. Inbounding the pass from the corner is Roseball. Roseball lobs it in into Novotny. Novotny holds the ball for a minute. Comes to Miller at the top of the key. Miller looks for Beekman on the cutter through the paint. Goes to the right wing to Roseball. Roseball takes it underneath. Low post right side jump shot up and off no good. And Hallie Jones comes down with the defensive board. Outlet pass to Witt. Witt into the corner. Open look. Left side baseline. Shot is up and off. No good. Bailey Lemron had it on the rim. Couldn't get it to drop. She tried the three. And the rebound goes down to Miller from the Griffins. Miller. Collision. Jump shot up. Off no good. Whistle and the foul underneath. The rebound came down to Gina Novotny. Novotny was trying to put the shot back up there. We have a whistle and a foul on the baseline. They're going to say the foul happened on the floor. It was not a shooting foul. Novotny leaves the ball game, and in to replace her is Josie Henderberg, another sophomore. All right, inbounding the pass for the Lady Griffins. On the left side is Beekman. They get it into the left wing. McKinney, Hayden McKinney. Holds the wall from the left side. McKinney for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound, Elise Reske. Reske pulls down the board. She's being harassed here all the way up the floor by McKinney. Across the timeline to Lemron in the corner. Lemron skip pass all the way across to Avery Sando on the near side. Sando takes a couple of dribbles, goes to Reske. Reske with a floater right side. Couldn't get it. Rebound Miller for the Griffins. 3:53 to play in the first quarter. We're midway through the first period. 6-2. Sacred Heart up by four. Beekman with the basketball. Goes to the right side, comes to Miller with the pass. Miller's pass goes off the feet of Aiden McKinney out of bounds. An unforced turnover there by the Lady Griffins. The Irish get the basketball back. 6-2. Sacred Heart is up by four with 3:35 to play now in the first quarter here at O'Dell. Irish basketball. Witt backs in defensively against Beekman. Works to the right side. Witt picks up the dribble to Sando for three from the corner. It's in and out of there. Rebound to Elise Reske. Reske got the offensive board, tried for the putback. A whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Elise Reske at the line where she'll be shooting two shots here for the Irish. Reske has not scored yet tonight. This will be her first trip to the line. The foul is going to be on Haley Miller. On Miller, her first team foul, number two. Reske's free throw is up and good. She got it. Elise Resky with her first point of the night. Now checking into the ball game is Ryan Westengaard. Westengaard comes in replacing Avery Sando. Sando will take a break. Westengaard checks in. Resky at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off the back of the iron. That one would not go. Couldn't get it to fall. And then it got away out of bounds, but it's going to be touched last by the Irish. So the Lady Griffins will have it. 7-2 your score now. Sacred Heart on top. In the ball game, Witt is out there. Also into the contest now is Peyton Georges, a freshman, 5'6". Georges, a 5'6 freshman in the ball game. Westengaard. Here's a shot underneath the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart. Pretty sure this is going to go on Hallie Jones. Dawn Jones, that's her first personal and the second team foul of the quarter on the Irish. At the free throw line will be Madeline Dendiger. Dendiger, a 5'6 sophomore, shooting two shots. The first one is up, hits the back of the iron and won't go. She'll have another attempt coming. Now into the ball game for the Griffins is Sydney Engelman back onto the floor. She replaces Haley Miller. At the line, Madeline Dendiger, 5'6 sophomore. Second free throw is on the way. It's up, and she got that one to fall. Hit the back of the iron and then rolled in there for her first point. That makes it 7-3 now. Irish on top with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Daisy Witt has the ball dribbled off the foot of the defender. She was being guarded there by Madison Roseball. The ball went off of Roseball's foot and out of bounds. Irish will maintain possession of the basketball. They'll inbound it on the side in forecourt. Irish moving here from our left to right, from west to east, in this nice new gymnasium at Diller O'Dell. A cross-court pass to the left side. Kinley Lechtenberg is in the lineup now. Lechtenberg handles the basketball, goes back to Daisy Witt. Witt spin move in the paint, turnaround shot up and good. Witt banked that one off the glass. Daisy has 4 points now, and the Irish go up by 6-9-3 with 2.5 minutes to play in this first quarter. This is Berkeley Beekman with the basketball. A cross-court pass to the left side. Here's a long three. Up and off, no good, but the rebound to the Lady Griffins. The ball is loose. It went out of bounds off the fingertips of Sydney Engelman. A lot of the Irish fans are sitting across the way smiling. The Rodell fans not so happy with that turn of events as the ball went out of bounds. Inbounding the pass is Ryan Westengaard. Westengaard tosses into Daisy Witch. He'll bring it across the timeline. Still that pressuring man-to-man defense by the Lady Griffins. Daisy Witt lobs inside to Jones. Jones lays it up off the glass and good. Witt with the assist. Hallie Jones with the lay-in. For Jones, that's 4 points now. And the Irish lead is 8 now. 11-3 is your score. Here come the Lady Griffins. Beekman backs into the paint. She goes up with a shot, but a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to send her to the line here to shoot two. That'll be Berkeley Beekman. She has 2 points so far tonight on a single field goal. Here she'll be at the line shooting two. The foul is on Daisy Witt. Daisy, her second personal, team foul number 3. Beekman's free throw is up and off the rim. Couldn't get it. Berkeley is a 56% free throw shooter throughout the first 9 games of this season. At the line getting set for her second shot. Here's Haley Miller back into the lineup. Also, Jaina Novotny checks back in now. Coach John Moore substituting freely here with the Lady Griffins. Second shot is up and good for Berkeley Beekman, so Beekman has 3 points now. And it's 11-4. Lady Irish up by 7. On the dribble into forecourt comes Bailey Lemron. Lemron goes around the defender, into the paint, kicks it out to Westengaard for a long three, just short off the front of the rim. Rebound Jones, follow shot. She can't get it, but Hallie Jones is going to be fouled, and Jones will be at the line shooting two shots for the Irish. There were a couple of girls double-teaming her. I'm not sure which one they tagged here. We'll see when they post it. Looks like the foul is going to go on Berkeley Beekman. On Beekman, her first, team foul number 3. Hallie Jones at the line shooting two shots here for the Irish. Jones, first free throw is on the way up and got it. Hit the back of the rim and just sat there a minute. Then it fell through for her. Hallie Jones now with 5 points in the ballgame. Makes it 12-4. Biggest lead yet for the Irish, up by 8. Jones, second free throw. It's on the way up. It's good also. Nothing but nylon on that one. Into the lineup now for the Irish. Kemper Sipple, 5'9 freshman. This will be Sipple's first appearance in the ballgame. Full court pressure by the Irish. Westengaard up there right in the face of Beekman as they inbound the ball. They come across the timeline. Miller on the dribble, guarded by Lemron. Ball stolen away by Lemron. Took it away from Miller. Double team coming in. Lemron holds onto the ball. Gets it out to Sano for an open look three that won't go. Rebound to Beekman. Now a 2-on-1 fast break. Beekman down court. Lemron backs up and she travels with the ball. Lemron with some good defense got in front of Sydney Engelman. Engelman ended up walking with the basketball. A minute 13 to play here now in the first quarter at Odell. The Sacred Heart Irish off to a good start. They're up by 9, 13-4, as we near the 1 minute to play here. On the dribble, into forecourt is Lemron. Kicks it to the right side, Westengaard on the elbow. Westengaard has the ball dribbled away from her and stolen. On the fast break, the other direction goes Aiden McKinney. Driving layup, no. Westengaard will be called for the foul, but she prevented McKinney from getting the easy two on the lay-in. So what you have there is Westengaard. Ryan just decided to spend a foul and make her earn him at the free throw line. Aiden McKinney, a 62% free throw shooter on the season. This is the first of two. It's up and it's good. That's McKinney's first point of the evening. Westengaard will set out, and to replace her comes Peyton Georges now. Peyton, a freshman at 5'6", back onto the floor. Aiden McKinney ready for her second free throw attempt with 56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Second shot is up and off, no good. Georges with the rebound. Peyton Georges will dribble the ball up court herself, goes around the defender. Into the corner right side, an open look from the left corner that's up and off. No good by Lemron. The rebound comes down to Avery Sando. Sando, spin move, free throw line. Jump shot at the free throw line. Sando couldn't get it. It went out of bounds. Came up just short, and it'll be a turnover to give it back to the Lady Griffins with 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 13-5. Lady Irish up by 8. 36 seconds to play in the period. Berkeley Beekman with the basketball into forecourt. To the left elbow to McKinney. Now McKinney works inside the paint, takes it all the way around to the corner. Low post right side, can't get a look at it. Gives it back up to Roseball. Roseball lobs inside to traffic. Novotny. Novotny kicks it out to Miller in the corner. Cross court pass. Tipped away and stolen. Irish on the fast break. All the way in for the driving. Laying up and off. Won't go. The steal there was by Kinley Lechtenberg, a freshman. Boy, I'll tell you, Coach Luke Sando is using a lot of freshmen extensively here. As she got the steal, Lechtenberg got hammered under here before she could lay it in. So, at the free throw line is Kinley Lechtenberg shooting two shots. The foul, by the way, was on Madison Roseball, her first. Kinley Lechtenberg has not scored yet tonight. Here she's shooting two. First one hits the back iron and rims out. Another attempt coming with just 10.9 seconds to play in the quarter. 13-5, Lady Irish on top. Lechtenberg, the freshman, takes aim. Second shot is up, it's off, won't go. Missed them both. The rebound comes down to the Lady Griffins. Miller with the basketball. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and we're going to have a travel here in backcourt. Irish are going to get the ball back with 3 seconds on the clock. Madison and Roseball just couldn't get the dribble down in time and turned it over on the travel. Sacred Hearts basketball on the side in forecourt. Peyton Georges to inbound it. 3 seconds to go. Into Lemron. Lemron, long three. Won't go. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish lead at 13-5. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
13-5, our score after one quarter. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Dillard Odell Griffins. I'm Randy Gatula, back with you here at Odell. Once again, MJ Evans is our producer-engineer. She's working back on the Sunny 101.3 studios, part of the MSC Radio Network broadcast complex. Always a pleasure to work with MJ this evening. Clock is set at a fresh 8 minutes, and we're ready to move into the second period. It'll be Dillard Odell's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Madison Rosebaugh. Both teams back with their original five starters on the floor. Left wing with it is Berkeley Beekman. Top of the key up to Jaina Novotny. Novotny feeds into the corner. Below post right side goes Rosebaugh. Can't get a look at it. Almost lost the ball. Out to Beekman for three. Beekman off the rim. Rebound to Avery Sando. Sando's going to push it down court in a hurry. Sando takes it all the way to the left side. Now backs it out to the top of the key. She'll reset the offense. Pass goes to Witt. Witt for three from the left wing. Rebound under the basket. Irish come down with it. And it's tipped away and then going to be grabbed up loose under the basket by Rosebaugh. Now whistling a foul on Kemper Sipple. Sipple collided with Rosebaugh as they came up the court. On Kemper Sipple, Sipple's first personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. Novotny will set out for the Lady Griffins. In to replace her comes Madeline Dendiger once again. Well, a lot of substitutions in the first quarter of this one. I think we've probably had as many as 20 kids participate in this first quarter between the two teams. Here's an inbound pass for the Lady Griffins. Goes out of bounds, so the Irish will get it back. 13-5, Sacred Heart up by 8 is Dacey Witt. Brings it across the timeline. Dacey Witt dribbles to the right side. Avery Sando for 3, right wing. Got it! Avery Sando nailed that one from out here on the right elbow. That one was right down the center, never even touched the rim. Now Witt comes up, almost got a steal there from Rosebaugh. Rosebaugh works against Sando now on the left side. Bounce pass into traffic. There's going to be a little reach-in foul called, I believe, on D.C. Witt. Witt was trying to get her hand up there and try and tip that one away. Oh, no, check that. The foul instead is going to go on Kemper Sipple. On Sipple, her second personal. Second team foul of the quarter here, and we've only played a minute and 15 seconds of this period. 16-5, a double-digit lead now for the Lady Irish, up by 11. Dillard Odell's basketball. Aiden McKinney. Oh, McKinney was looking for her teammate underneath, and one of those zigzag deals. She zigged when she should have zagged, and the ball goes into the stands and goes out of bounds. Irish get it on the turnover as Dacey Witt comes up to set the offense. Right side, Sando. Into Elise Reske, turnaround shot, free throw line, Reske up and off, no good. Jones fighting for the rebound into the basket with Miller. Haley Miller comes up with the ball on the dribble. Witt comes up to challenge her near midcourt. She'll hand the ball off to Rosebaugh. Rosebaugh to the right side. Finds McKinney. Aiden McKinney underneath driving, laying up and off, doesn't go for Rosebaugh. Follow shot, put back up, it's off and no good. And the rebound comes down to the Irish. On the dribble in traffic, under the basket is Bailey Lemron. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Gets rid of the basketball to Sando. Great job by Bailey Lemron. They feed it underneath to Haley Jones. Haley Jones knocked a player to the floor. No whistle. I was waiting for the whistle blow there. Jones had a huge collision under the basket with Madeline Dendiger. Dendiger was sent flying on the baseline. No whistle there. Instead, we end up with a foul call on Haley Miller. Her second, team foul number one of the quarter. The Irish get it. Here's Sando for three. Got it. Avery Sando, her second three-pointer. And again, nothing but nylon. Avery has found the range on those last two shots. Makes it 19-5. The Irish have opened up a 14-point advantage. Lady Griffins need some offense. Here's a three from the top of the circle. Bounces once, twice, off, no good. Kelly Jones with the rebound. Jones with the defensive board comes out, gives it up to Sando. Sando left side around the horn to Witt in the corner. Witt for three. Got it. J.C. Witt hits a three from the corner. Timeout taken by Dillard Odell. 5:20 to play here in the first half. It's 22-5. Irish on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3. And the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, the Lady Irish held a 13-5 first quarter advantage at the end of the first period. They've opened this second quarter on a 9-0 run. A pair of threes by Avery Sando and one by Dacey Witt. 9 unanswered points to start the second quarter, and now the Irish have gone up 22-5, starting to put together a dominating performance here over the 3-6 Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader, the boys' varsity game coming up later tonight here on Sunny 101.3. We're live in O'Dell, Nebraska tonight, all over the place. Earlier this week, we were in Nebraska City, so covering a lot of miles on the map around southeast Nebraska. Here's Madison Roseball with the basketball, trying to get something going offensively for the Lady Griffins. Into the corner, feeds it to the right side. The ball is loose on the floor. Shot is up. If the basket will count for Berkeley Beekman. Beekman got the basket to fall and drew the foul. She'll be at the line where she'll be shooting one shot. The foul is going to be called on Dacey Witt. On Witt, her second personal, team foul number one of the, or number three of the quarter. Free throw is up and off. No good for Berkeley Beekman. Rebound to Jones into forecourt. Sando holds it up. Top of the circle. Here's Witt for a long three. Off the iron. Chasing the rebound down in the corner. They saved it. Tip it into Sando. Sando has the ball tipped away. Stolen back by Roseball. Now Sando steals it back from Roseball. Now the ball is loose once again. Across court, the ball ends up in the hands of Beekman. Beekman feeds it underneath. Turnaround shot off the glass. Up and off. No good. Rebound brought down Bailey Lemron. Fast-paced basketball. Lemron feeds it forward to Sando. Avery Sando. Low post right side in the corner. Top of the key. Elise Reske free throw line. Sando for three from the right wing. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound Jones. Hallie Jones put back. Up and good. Hallie Jones there for the rebound and the put back. Jones has 8 points now in the ballgame. And it's 24-7. The Irish continue to open up this lead here as we near the midway point of the second quarter. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the second period. Here's the ball tipped away out of bounds off the Irish. It'll stay with the Griffins. Back into the lineup is Peyton Georges now for the Irish on the floor. Lots of freshmen seeing a lot of action tonight. Aiden McKinney with the ball, low post left side. Kicks it out for a long three. That's up and good. Hitting a three is Madison Roseball. Roseball was dead on that one. It was lined up with our broadcast point. You can see that puppy was going in the minute it left her hand. All right. This is Lemron to the top of the key to Sando for three. She got it. Avery Sando has hit three in a row, I believe, out here for threes. She's got 9 points now. And it's 27-10. The lead is 17 for the Lady Irish. With 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. In traffic, Beekman turnaround in the paint. Up, nope. Rebound brought down by Elise Reske. Reske's going to bring the ball down court herself. Feeds it underneath to Georges in the corner. Top of the key, Sando. Open look, three. Sando got it. Avery Sando's feeling it. She's got 4 threes here in this quarter. Timeout taken by the Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins. 30-10. Irish up by 20. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, you might say that Avery Sando is on fire here. She's hit 4 threes in a row here in this second quarter alone, has 12 points, and now the Irish have opened up a 20-point advantage 30-10. We move back to live action into forecourt. Sydney Engelman with the ball. Engelman goes to Beekman. Beekman feeds into the corner. Back to Engelman, right side. Here's a jump shot, right side of the lane, up and off, no good. With the rebound is Ryan Westengaard. Westengaard, a sophomore, back in the lineup. Ryan brings the ball up court herself. Into forecourt to Bailey Lemron. Lemron will set the offense, goes to Westengaard in the corner. Feeds inside to Hallie Jones. Hallie Jones, turn shot, off the glass, up and good. Hallie Jones is in double figures. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. And it's 32-10. The Irish completely dominating the Lady Griffins at this point. There's a driving layup on the baseline right side. That's going to be put up by Mallory Schwab. But we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. The foul is on Hallie Jones, her second personal. At the free throw line, Sydney Engelman. Shot is up and good. Engelman got that one down. She'll have a second shot coming. Makes our score 32-11 now. Engelman, 50% free throw shooter on the year. This time she 50%. Made the first one, missed the second. Rebound comes down to the Irish. Right side with the ball is Bailey Lemron. She picks up her dribble and needs some help. Bounce pass inside, free throw line, turnaround shot up, off, no good. That shot was launched under the basket by Kinley Lechtenberg. Then a fight for the rebound. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will inbound it. Peyton Georges will inbound the pass. She'll trigger it in on the baseline, left side, under her own basket. Georges looks for somebody to get the ball into. Goes to Westengaard in the corner. Ryan for three. It's off, no good. The ball tipped away. Rebound comes down to the Griffins. Aiden McKinney on the fast break. Tries to feed it underneath. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. I think we're going to put Aiden McKinney at the line because that should be the 15 foul. The foul is on Peyton Georges. On Georges, her first. Team foul number five. So at the free throw line, Aiden McKinney. She's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Hits 62% on the season. First shot here is up and off, no good, so she's now one out of three. Timeout's going to be taken by the Irish with 2:09 to play here in the first half. 32-11. Sacred Heart on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Lady Irish jumped out to a 13-5 first quarter lead. They've never really looked back here. Leading now 32-11. Aiden McKinney's second free throw is up and good. She's now 2 out of 4 for the night, has 2 points. And it's a 20-point Irish lead, 32-12. Sacred Heart substituting freely. Bailey Lemron brings the ball up court, gets a pick set at the top of the key. To Westengaard in the paint. Westengaard comes to the right side. Goes to Georges. She'll be called for the travel. Peyton Georges, a 5'9 freshman. Rugged that pivot foot there a little bit. Back into the ballgame comes Haley Miller now. Miller checking back in for the Lady Griffins. She will replace Mallory Schwab, who was on the floor momentarily. Inbounding the pass in backcourt is Sydney Engelman. Long downcourt pass under the basket. Beekman driving, laying up and good. Nice move by Berkeley Beekman, the senior. She has 7 points now, and it's 32-14. Irish on top with a minute 39 to go here in the first half. This is Lemron trying the long three. Hits the back of the iron. It does not go down. The rebound to Engelman. Engelman versus Lemron, one-on-one. Layup off, no good. Rebound Georges. Georges wants to bring the ball up court in traffic, kicks it across to the far side, and across the timeline on the dribble comes Bailey Lemron. Driving lay-in up and good under the basket. I believe that one was, to tell you the truth, we looked away. Lemron was driving to the bucket, and I think she gave that one into Sipple, and Sipple got the basket in the paint. We're going to give that to Sipple right now. At least it appeared that's what took place. Sometimes when you look down at your score sheet for just a split second, Lemron was driving the baseline on the left side. She flipped it into the paint. I did not honestly see for sure who put the ball down. In any event, it's 34-14. I'm going to give it to Sybil. She was in the area, and she looked like she might be the one that put it down. Under a minute to go here in the first half. 34-14, your score. Around the corner to the right side, they try to give it off to Weston guard. Now the ball is stolen. Tipped out of bounds. It went off the fingers of Macy Taft underneath there. Taft touched the glass. I think just about everybody in uniform has been on the floor here tonight for the Lady Irish. Down to 43 seconds. Lady Griffin's feet it underneath in the lane. Beekman thought about the three. Now does take the three from the corner. Got it. Nice looking shot by Beekman. Berkeley Beekman got that one down. She's got double figures now, 10 points in the game. Irish with 22 seconds left with which to work. Handling the ball into the corner, down on the right side with it. Macy Taft, cross court. Weston guard for three, short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Jana Novotny. Into forecourt, Beekman with the ball. 5 seconds, Beekman with a long two that's off the front of the rim. Chased down in the corner by the Irish. Here's the buzzer. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish have doubled up the score on the Griffins of Dillard-Odell, 34-17. That'll be our halftime score. We'll step aside here for a two-minute break and be back with our halftime show. The halftime show being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Does a new year mean a new you? Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Highland Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. The first class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to the 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HelenMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Helen Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, 34-17, our halftime score, a dominating first-half performance by the Sacred Heart Irish. Coach Luke Sano, I think, used every player on the bench. They all saw some playing time as far as I could tell. With our score 34-17, let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Dillard-Odell, they're led at the half by Berkeley Beekman. She's in double figures with 10 points. Madison Rosebaugh has three, two for Aiden McKinney, and 1 point each for Sydney Engelman and Madeline Deniger for their total of 17. From the free throw line, the Lady Griffins hit 5 out of 11 from the line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, They're led at the half by Avery Sento. She has 12 points. Those all came in the second quarter. She hit 4 3-pointers in a row for her total of 12. Ellie Jones also in double figures at halftime. She has 10. Daisy Witt was 7. And I did get some clarification, that basket that I wasn't sure about, and I gave to Sipple, that was actually Bailey Limron got the shot. So Limron has 4. So it goes Sando with 12, Jones with 10, Witt with 7, and Limron with 4 for their total of 34. 34-17, that's our halftime score from the free throw line, 3 out of 7 from the line, 3 out of 8, rather, for the Lady Irish. All right, we're going to send it back to MJ Evans at our Sunny 101.3 studio. She's going to have 2 minutes of important sponsor information. Then we'll give you the latest weather update, another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908. Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. A chance of snow tonight, not much in the way of snow accumulation. Heavier snow stays off to our southwest. Temperatures fall back into the mid-20s with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine and highs reaching the mid-40s with winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Saturday night, clear with temperatures dipping back to around 20 degrees and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, sunshine with a high temperature of 40 and west winds at 5 to 10. Sunday night, mainly clear and a low temperature in the mid-20s. Monday, plenty of sun with highs in the low 50s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Thursday, sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening Event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening Event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Dillardell High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls on top, 34-17, leading the Dillardell Griffins. Our halftime score back in Falls City. The game being heard tonight over on KTNC at the half. Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic leading the Falls City girls 27-4. That's our halftime score over on KTNC. This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Okay, ready to move into third quarter action. Again, the Irish up 34-17 as we start the third period. Looks like the same five starters on the floor for both teams that started the ball game. That would be Sando, Krause, Witt, Reschke, and Jones out there. The official, we had a little popcorn spill here on the side, and they had to wait for the man to bring out the big dust mop and get the popcorn off the edge of the gym, and we'll be ready to get underway very shortly. Referee ready to go, the girls ready to go, everybody waiting patiently for the cleanup crew to complete their job, and now we'll be ready to move into the third period. It'll be Griffin's basketball to inbound it. Dylan Rodell inbounding at midcourt, and our third quarter is underway. Inbounding the passes, Haley Miller. Miller, man-to-man defense by the Sacred Heart Irish, moving to the right side with it. Rosebaugh back to the top of the key, finds Miller. She'll travel with the ball. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball right back to the Irish. So Sacred Heart, without any defensive effort, gets the ball back to him. Inbounding the pass, Bailey Lemron. Crosses into Dacey Witt. Here comes Witt across the timeline. Works to the left elbow. Gets a pick top of the key by Hallie Jones. Witt comes to the top of the circle. Here's Sando for three. Back of the iron off. No good. The ball is tipped around. Lady Griffins come out with it. Dill Rodell down court. Comes Miller on the dribble. Works to the right side of the lane with it. Rosebaugh top of the key. Beekman. There's Miller for three. Off the glass. No. Rebound Witt. Witt comes up with the ball. She'll push it down court in a hurry. Had Lemron down ahead of her. Witt pulls up for a little 12-foot jumper. In and out, off, no good. Reschke with the rebound. Elise Reschke comes down with the offensive board and was fouled. I believe they're going to tag Madeline Dendinger with this one. On Dendinger, that'll be her second personal, team foul number one of the quarter. And it'll be Irish basketball. Sacred Heart to inbound it under the basket. Witt puts it up top. Ball stolen away, stolen back by Reschke. Loose ball now. Miller has it. Miller into forecourt for the Griffins. She gets to the low post right side. Can't get around Jones. The ball's going to get out of way out of bounds off of Jones. It's going to stay with the Lady Griffins. Dill Rodell will have the ball on the baseline under their own bucket. Inbounding the pass will be Rose Ball into the corner. Right side, Beekman. Beekman left-handed dribble into the paint. Had it knocked away. Grabbed up by Miller. Miller's going to pull up for a 12-foot jump shot, short off the rim, rebound down to Hallie Jones. Jones with the outlet pass comes to Witt. Witt across the timeline. Witt in the paint. Kicks to the corner left side down to Limron. Deep low post left side. Limron brings it back to the top of the circle. Kicks it out to Sando for three. She got it in. She's fouled. Sando hit the three and was fouled in the process. Avery Sando now with 5 3-pointers tonight. She's got 15 points, and now she'll be at the line for the and one. So the rare four-point play here, a possibility. Aiden McKinney called for the personal. Free throw is up and good. She got it. The four-point play there for Avery Sando. And it's a 21-point lead now. And no, now a violation on the baseline, a baseline violation as they tried to inbound the ball. They stepped over the baseline on the under the basket and it turns it right back to the Irish. Here's Witt driving in. And Witt goes up with a jump shot on the baseline that won't go, but she's going to be fouled. And the foul is going to be on Madeline Denninger. So Denninger with a couple of quick fouls. She's got three now. That's going to put Witt at the line to shoot two shots. The first one is up and good. Daisy Witt has 8 points now in the ballgame. She'll have another shot coming here. 6:36 to go, third quarter. Witt's second shot is up, and it's good also. She got them both. Our score now 40-17, a 23-point advantage for the Irish. Here's a big collision. Miller's going to put up a three from the corner that's off, no good. Tipped around, rebound to Witt. Witt's looking down court for the down court pass. Wants to rush it down, fast break in the paint. Kicks it to the corner, open look, Limron, right side, it's in and out of there, does not go. Rebound on the baseline underneath, coming down with it was Sando. But a collision and a whistle. The ball went out of bounds. I think they're going to say Sando touched it last, so it's going to go over to the Lady Griffins. All right, Madeline Denninger is going to have a seat. Miller's going to have a seat. And to replace them are Aiden McKinney back onto the floor, along with Gina Novotny now for the Lady Griffins. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 40-17. Irish with the lead. On the dribble is Madison Roseball. Against the man-to-man pressure, she goes into the corner to Engelman on the right side. Engelman lobs into Novotny. Jones is all over Novotny, won't let her get to the basket. Great defense by Hallie Jones under the basket. Novotny gets the ball back again, wants to try and shoot it. Now forces up a shot, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Well, Jones and Novotny were really sparring under there. Helly Jones is going to be called for the personal. Novotny will be at the line to shoot two shots on Jones. That's her third personal. First team foul of the quarter on the Irish. Jana Novotny has not scored tonight. Here she'll be shooting two shots. The first one is on the way. It's up, it hits the iron, and does not go. Jane is only hitting 13% from the free throw line for the season. She'll try another one right here. Novotny, she shot a bunch of them and hasn't made very many. Second shot is up. This one, it's off. Won't go. 0 for 2 tonight. Irish with the rebound. AC Witt down court. On the push. Takes it in for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. Jones rebound. Follow shot. Puts it up. It won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Beekman. Couple of point-blank range shots would not go down for the Irish that trip. And now the Lady Griffins come down court. Beekman goes into Novotny with the ball. Feeds back inside the paint. Tipped away by Reske. Grabbed up by Jones. Reske brings it into forecourt. Hands it up to Limron. She'll launch a three. Limron, it's in and out of there. Rebound to Witt. Witt works it all the way back out near the midcourt circle on the right elbow now. Top of the key, gets a pick set there by Jones. Reske had an open look, goes in for the little floater, can't get it, got her own rebound. Reske wants to go up with a follow shot, can't, she'll be called for traveling, and it'll be a turnover to give it ball back to the Lady Griffins. Well, we've played just over 3 minutes of this third period. It's 4:53 to go third quarter, our score now 40-17. It's been a 6-0 run to start this third quarter for the Lady Irish of Sacred Heart. Now all the way to the corner on the right side on the dribble goes Roseball. She got trapped down there, needs help. Back up to Engelman with it, to the top of the key. Beekman, left wing. Low post, left side, kicks it into the corner. Beekman holds the ball. Into traffic, there's a jump shot from the left wing up and off. No good, and the rebound comes down to Daisy Witt. Wett quickly to Sando. Sando thought about it, now passes up the shot this time. She's had the hot hand. Goes inside with it to Jones. Jones in traffic, goes up with a shot off the glass. No, and the rebound taken away by Sydney Engelman. Engelman gets the outlet pass down court quickly to the left wing with it. Engelman has it knocked away, reaching in, and a held ball is called. There's some great defense by Avery Sando. Sando just reached in, grabbed the basketball. The held ball possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will get the basketball. Timeout taken on the floor with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 40-17. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Sports Radio Network.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the scoreboard on the wall here at Odell shows 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Sacred Heart with a convincing lead so far here. They're up 40-17 at the midway point of this third stanza. Don't forget the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. That could be an interesting matchup. The Irish boys just under 500 at 3-4. The Odell Griffins are 6-4 on the year, but they're both coming off of losses. Earlier this week, the Irish, I believe, fell to Elmwood Murdoch, and the loss for the Griffins was against Fairbairn. All right, coming out of the timeout, it'll be the Irish with the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Witt, A.C. Witt. A.C. Witt spin move goes around the defender. Man-to-man defense here, top of the key. Elise Reske in the corner. Sando launches a three. It's in, it's out. And then the rebound comes down to Jones. She goes up with a shot. They're going to call a held ball. Possession arrow goes to the Lady Griffins. Allie Jones ripped that one away from the defender and laid it in and scored it, but they say it was a held ball called before she put the shot up. Inbound the pass to Aiden McKinney. McKinney with the left side goes to Roseball. Has it taken away with the steal is LeBron. LeBron goes down to the right side. It's a one-on-three fast break. Kicks it out to Witt for an open three. Witt's shot goes up off the glass, over the backboard, off the support, out of bounds, and it'll be Dillardell's basketball. A.C. Witt back into the lineup. Also back onto the floor comes Kinley Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, another freshman out there, getting some playing time. Lechtenberg out defensively. Peyton George is back on the floor also. George checks in. A lot of freshmen seeing a lot of varsity time tonight here. Good experience for them. The ball was loose for a minute. Here's Beekman to the left wing. Kicks it down to her teammate baseline left side. Finds Engelman with the pass. Back it comes to Beekman. Down to Botany. Holds it top of the circle. There's a three from the left wing. Misses everything. Wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. Irish will get it back. Sacred Heart's man-to-man defense has just really been dealing the Griffins fits here all night long. Dill Rodell struggling to get any kind of offensive rhythm going against this pressuring man-to-man. Here comes the Irish on the attack. D.C. Witt with the dribble. All the way chasing her is Rosenbaugh. Witt got away from Rosenbaugh, gives it to Georges. Georges is going to be called for that little stutter step again. She takes a little stutter step before she puts the first dribble down on the official. That's the second time I think they've caught the freshman on that tonight. She's going to have to work on getting that dribble to the floor before she takes that first step. 2:42 to go now in the third quarter, 40-17. Irish, 23-point advantage. They've been in command since the get-go. All the way to the corner on the right side goes Carly Meyerly now into the ballgame. Carly Meyerly, younger sister, Mad Meyerly. We watched play here a couple of years ago. There's a three from the corner right side off and no good. Rebound brought down by Peyton Georges. Mad Meyerly even helped us on the air with a few broadcasts. I understand now she's working with media relations, I believe, for one of the Omaha professional volleyball teams. Doing well. There's a steal. In backcourt with the steal coming down is McKinney. McKinney pulls up for a shot that's short off the rim. Oh, she had an uncontested jumper from 5 feet away and couldn't get it down. Witt comes down with the rebound, and Dacey wants to come and set the offense for the Lady Irish. Dacey Witt across court to George's. Lob pass inside. Jones off the glass, up and good. George's with the assist. Jones with the basket. Ellie Jones has 12 points now in the ball game for the Irish. Ellie Jones with 12. Almost getting the steal over here was Peyton George's. Ball was tipped away. It went inside. Moving toward the basket. A whistle and a foul on the baseline. Probably going to be on Peyton. Peyton George has picked up her second personal. Only the second team foul of the quarter, however, on the Irish. Back onto the floor now for the Lady Griffins. We're going to have Mallory Schwab, a 5'3 junior, back out there, along with Madeline Dendiger, also back on the floor. A minute 34 to play here in the third quarter. It's 42-17. Irish on top. Ball got away on the inbound pass, went off one of the Lady Griffins, and the Irish will have the basketball. High school basketball coming your way tonight from Odell, Nebraska. The Diller Odell Griffins hosting the Sacred Heart Irish in a doubleheader. The boys' game coming up next. There's a long three from the top of the key that's off the rim. That was put up by Lemron. Then a battle for the rebound. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Sacred Heart. The Irish will have the ball. Peyton Georges will inbound it. She'll stand on the baseline just to the left side under her own basket to inbound it. Georges looking for somebody, lobs it into traffic. Shot is up off the glass. No, that one wouldn't drop. Put up by Kemper Sipple. Rebound to the Irish, however. Now Lemron with the ball to the corner left wing. Here's a long two that's up off. That won't go down. That shot put up by Kinley Lechtenberg, and the Irish came up empty-handed. All right, down court they come. Westengard putting a lot of pressure on defense. Ball tipped away. Irish come up with it, and then it's going to be stolen right back. Coming up with it now is Beekman. Beekman. After the steal there by Westengard, Beekman just took it back again from Lemron. Now the Lady Griffins try to set something up. Here's a three from the corner deep right side. Westengard has the rebound. Ryan Westengard will push it down court after getting the defensive board. She'll bring it down court herself. Westengard left side of the lane to Lemron in the corner. Open look three. Lemron couldn't get it. Westengard got shoved to the ground. There's a follow shot. Put back up. It's off. No good. That shot by Kemper Sipple. Rebound to the Lady Griffins. Across midcourt they come with 18 seconds to play in the quarter. 42-17. Sacred Heart on top. Right side corner three. Up off no. Rebound Westengard. Westengard with 8 seconds. She's got time to take it all the way coast to coast. Goes up with a shot. She got fouled. And Westengard found a way to get herself to the free throw line with 3.9 seconds to go in the quarter. The foul is going to be on Berkeley Beekman. On Beekman, her second personal, team foul number 4 of the quarter. Ryan Westengard at the line, 5'7 sophomore, has not scored yet tonight. This is her first trip to the charity stripe. Westengard's free throw is up and good. The sophomore nailed that one. That's her first point of the evening. She'll get a second shot here. 3.9 seconds to go in the quarter, 44-17. Irish on top, Westengard. Second free throw is up and good. She got them both. Westengard hits a pair, and it's 44-17. There's a buzzer after three quarters, 44-17. The Irish lead it. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Fall City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Tula back with you here at Odell, Nebraska. Well, that third quarter was a tough one for the Lady Griffins. They did not score in the quarter. They were outscored 10-0 in that third period. Sacred Heart led at halftime 34-17. After three quarters, it's 44-17. And that's despite the Irish substituting pretty freely here. Irish with a lot of freshmen in the ballgame here as we start the fourth quarter. Lady Griffins will have the first possession of the basketball. They're in forecourt. Rose ball across court pass to Miller. Haley Miller holds it for a moment. Now up to the top of the key, Madeline Dendiger. Dendiger, they go inside to Miller. Shot off the glass up and good. Haley Miller with the first points of the second half coming here in the opening minute of this fourth and final quarter. 44-19 your score. There's a long three from the corner up and good by Peyton Georges. Georges, the freshman, with her first points of the night, hit the three from out on the right wing on the elbow. Opening minute of play here still, 7:12 to go in this quarter. It's 47-19, and here come the starters back onto the floor for the Irish. Hallie Jones, Avery Sando, Daisy Witt, Elise Reske come out onto the floor, joining Bailey Limron. You've got all five starters back on the floor now for the Irish. 7:10 to go in the ballgame. They started that fourth quarter with a lot of subs out there, but Irish going with the starting lineup once again. Miller hands it up to the top of the circle. The ball is tipped away for a moment from Meyerly. Carly Meyerly with a little spin move in the corner, left side. Carly feeds the ball up top to Miller. Left elbow, Dendiger. Shot is up. Going to have a shot clock violation. The crowd here was getting antsy. They were watching that shot clock wind down, and the girls apparently not aware of it. They didn't get the shot off in time, and the shot clock violation gives the ball back to the Irish. Of course, we play with a 35-second shot clock now here in Nebraska basketball. 47-19, Irish on top. Elise Reske lobs inside to Jones. Jones tries to go up with a shot. Helly gets hammered as she turns toward the hoop, and she'll be at the line here to shoot two shots. Foul is going to go on Haley Miller. On Miller, that's her third personal. Helly Jones is a 39% free throw shooter. Tonight she's 100%. She's one or two for two. This one is up and off, no good. So she's now hit two out of three from the line. She has 12 points in the ballgame. Second shot for Helly Jones is on the way. It's up, and this one is off also. Rebound comes down to Meyerly. Meyerly's going to bring the ball down court herself. Carly holds it up for a minute. Now comes to the top of the circle. Gives the outlet pass onto the right wing. Across court it comes to Dendiger. Dendiger looks to Novotny. Novotny inside Miller. Miller goes up with a shot. No basket. Blocking foul on the baseline. It was a foul on the floor. And it'll be Diller Odell's basketball. Foul is going to be called on Daisy Witt. On Witt, that's her third personal, first team foul of the quarter. 6:14 to go in the ballgame, 47-19. Irish on top. Here's Miller for three. Meyerly with the rebound. Carly Meyerly in the corner. Comes up to the left side on the wing to Miller. Miller goes in with a floater that's up and good. Nice move by Haley Miller. That's her second bucket of the night. She's got four. Both of these baskets came here in the fourth quarter. 47-21. Irish basketball. Limron gets a shot blocked away by Haley Miller. Miller grabs the loose basketball after blocking the shot. Brings it down court. She's picked up defensively here on the near side by Sipple. Feeds it underneath in traffic. And now traveling is going to be called on the Lady Griffins. Dendiger drug the pivot foot. Timeout taken on the floor with 5:38 to go in the ballgame. 47-21, Irish on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you here in Odell, Nebraska tonight. We've stretched the Sunny 101.3 microphone cords all the way out into Gage County here in Odell. where it's 47-21. The Fall City Sacred Heart girls leading the Lady Griffins. Irish looking for their eighth win of the year. They are 7-3 coming into this one. Sacred Heart with the basketball when play is resumed. Dacey Witt almost has it dribbled away from her. Now the ball is going to get away out of bounds. They knocked it away from Dacey. Young lady went diving after it here to the sideline. Madison Roseball shaken up a little bit, and she's going to take herself out of the ball game, holding her right wrist and arm here. They check her out. Certainly hope that young lady's okay. Madison Roseball made an effort to dive after the loose basketball in the stands, and she's taken herself out of the game, holding her right wrist and hand here. The trainers are going to come and take a look at it. Maybe the shoulder that she's holding. I'm not sure. Anyway, the left arm being immobilized over there. We lost the ball under the bleachers. They can't get to it, so they're just going to give us a new basketball to play with. All right. Madeline Roseball is going to be leaving the floor with the trainers. She's going to the locker room. We certainly hope that young lady's okay. Irish basketball. Ball's going to be inbounded, picked up in backcourt here by Bailey Lemron. Lemron guarded closely by Sydney Engelman. Lemron dribbles away from Engelman, takes it into the corner, kicks it out to Witt. Stacey Witt lobs inside to Jones. Jones goes to the hoop. Shot is up and good. Ellie Jones is hard to stop on that baseline when they can get the ball in her hands. She's got 14 tonight in the ball game now. Avery Sandel leads all scorers. She's got 16. 5 minutes to go in this one. It's 49-31. There's a shot up by Beekman that doesn't go. A collision. Players laying on the floor under the basket. On the floor, Aiden McKinney ended up laying underneath a pile of bodies down there. The basket didn't fall for Beekman. They're going to say the foul's going to be on Jones. That'll be her fourth personal for Helly. And the ball will just belong to the Griffins. Pass is loose, tipped away under the basket, grabbed by Bailey Lemron. Lemron with the steal. Here comes Bailey pushing it down court. Smooth little ball handler is Bailey Lemron. Goes into Jones. Jones off the glass. Up, no. Whistle, foul. And we're going to put Jones back to the line once again. This foul is going to be on Berkeley Beekman. On Beekman, her third personal. Team foul number two of the quarter. Helly Jones at the line. She's a 39% shooter on the season. She's 2 out of 4 tonight. This shot is up and good. Doing a little better than her season average right now, hitting 3 of 5. I can figure out that 60%. She'll be at the line for the second one here. See how quickly those math skills pay off. Helly Jones, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and this one is off. No good. Couldn't get it. She's now 3 out of 6. Now a fight for the loose ball and the rebound. It ends up on the floor. Held ball is called. Possession arrow Irish. Sacred Heart will have it under their own bucket. 4:41 left to play in this one. It's 50-21. Irish on top. Well, here's the good news. We see that Madison Roseball is coming back out and joining her teammates on the bench. I wonder if maybe she didn't have a shoulder dislocated or something, but they went out and fixed that because she seems to be moving around a lot better here now. She's got a drink in her hand. Her night might be done here. I'm not sure she's going to play any more ball, but good to see her back out on the bench. Apparently she's going to be okay here. 50-21 is our score. Irish up. Long delay here while they mop up a little mess down the corner of the floor. Inbound pass, Reske. Reske comes out to Witt for three. Got it. Dacey Witt, her second three-pointer of the night. That gives Witt 12 points on the night. 4:28 to go. It's 53-21. Be sure and be with us for our post-game wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring. Here's a three from the right side put up by Miller. No good. Rebound Sato. Fast break to Witt. Driving layup. Witt. Oh, couldn't get it. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. She stayed with it. Dacey Witt missed the layup, but got her own rebound with two defenders in her face and put the back up, put the put back, and got it to fall. There's a three from the corner on the right side by Sydney Engelman. They left Engelman uncovered down here in the corner on the right side, and she made him pay by hitting the three from deep on the right side. inside of 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Here's Jones in the paint. Spin move off the bucket, up and good. Kelly Jones is going to hit that one all night if you give it to her on the baseline. And we've got a timeout taken on the floor with 3:40 to go in the game. 57-24, Irish on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Recovering from surgery or a major illness takes time, and often you need a little extra care before you're ready to go home. Sabetha Community Hospital Swing Bed Skilled Care Program is that bridge between the hospital and your front door. Whether it's physical therapy or skilled nursing, we provide the expert recovery care you need right here in Sabetha. You can stay close to family and friends while you regain your strength. Talk to your doctor about the Swing Bed Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital or visit sabethahospital.com to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we have 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to play in this one. It's 57-24. The Irish never really in doubt on this one after they got the early lead. Now we've got a lot of subs checking into the ballgame here once again. We'll pick them up for you. Macy Taft is out there. Ryan Westengard on the floor. Try and get them all ID'd for you. In the corner right side, here's Kinley Lechtenberg's out there. Top of the key, Mallory Schwab with the dribble. Into the corner, Berkeley Beekman. Beekman in the paint. Beekman kicks it back to the top of the key. Left side, McKinney. McKinney around. It comes to Meyerly. Right wing, Schwab with the ball. Again to the left corner. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. The rebound down to Meyerly. Meyerly flips the ball out to her teammate. Everybody coming after the loose basketball. Peyton George has had it in her hand for a moment. Then Engelman comes up with it. Engelman feeds back to Schwab. Inside of 3 minutes to go now. 2:52. Shot in the paint. Up and off. Couldn't get it. Nice shot in there by McKinney, but it wouldn't fall. And a second attempt is up. This still doesn't go. And it goes out of bounds off of Taft. Macy Taft touched it last, so it'll stay with the Griffins. A new shot clock at 35 seconds. Game clock down to 2:43 to play here. Inbounding the ball underneath the basket on the right side is Engelman. Into the corner, across court to Meyerly. Ball is stolen away with the steal. Into forecourt comes Peyton Georges. Georges works one-on-one. Pretty much all JV players in here right now. Westengard with the ball. She'll take it all the way into the paint. Kicks it out to the left side to Taft. Taft, top of the circle, dribbles all the way around to the right elbow. A little give and go. Hands off to Georges. She'll try a three. Can't get it. Meyerly's there for the rebound. Carly Meyerly with the rebound into forecourt. Meyerly picks up the dribble, across court pass left side, open look for two, up and off, no good by Beekman. Rebound Meyerly, follow shot, couldn't get it, whistle and a foul. Carly Meyerly, a 5'4 junior, will be at the line. Carly has not scored yet this evening. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. The foul's on Peyton Georges. On Peyton, her third personal. Meyerly at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and off the rim. Just rolled across and went off to the right side, would not drop for it. Now into the lineup for the Irish, or for the Griffins, rather. Jana Novotny back on the floor. Novotny back out into the contest. Second shot coming up for Meyerly. It's up. This one is off. No good. Rebound comes down to the Irish, but that one did not touch the rim, so the Irish will have to play it in on the baseline. Ryan Westengard will toss it in to Peyton Georges with 2 minutes to play in this basketball game. Don't forget, we got another one coming up after this, the boys' varsity game following this shot. We'll have the boys' game coming up next after this. On the right wing is Westengard with the basketball. Top of the key, Westengard takes the dribble into the corner left side, lays it up. Ball got away and went out of bounds on the baseline, but I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul, which should put Westengard at the line where she would be shooting two shots. A foul is going to be called on Jana Novotny. On Novotny, that is her first. Westengard at the line shooting two shots. First one is up and good. Ryan Westengard. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Has 3 points. Minute 46 to go in this one. 58-24 your score. Ryan Westengard ready for her fourth free throw of the night. This shot is up. It's good also. She's a perfect 4 for 4 tonight at the line. Makes it 59-24 with a minute 43 left to play in the basketball game. Griffin's with the ball at the top of the circle. There's a great job defensively by Peyton Georges. Georges reached in there and knocked the ball away. And it's going to belong to the Irish. They'll have it on the side, inbounding it. On the far side will be Ryan Westengaard. Down to a minute 35 to go here. Westengaard into Peyton Georges. Georges to the left wing, gives to Taft. Taft in the paint, can't get the shot out to the right elbow with it. They feed it again to Westengaard. Westengaard left side of the lane. Hands the ball up to Georges. Now a long three from the corner on the right side, up and good. Nailing the three from down in the corner was Macy Taft. Taft with her first bucket. They're just going to have a little timeout for substitutions here. Let's see who we got. Rachel Bauman's in the lineup now for the Irish. Figure out who else we got in here. I think Brindley Jones is going to check in. Trying to ID all these players coming in off the bench. Lena Delaney, a freshman, is in there. Lena Delaney. Delaney on the floor. She's out there playing defense right now. Brindley Jones out into the face of the ball handler. Dendinger comes to the right side. All the way to the corner goes Dendinger. Here's a three from the right elbow that's up and off. No good. Rebound try for a follow shot. Put back by Jana Novotny, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Novotny at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul's going to be on Peyton Georges. That's Peyton's fourth personal. At the free throw line, Jana Novotny. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots. Novotny. Free throw on the way up and off. No good. Another attempt coming. Clock down to 53 seconds to go in this one. It's 62-24. The Irish with a convincing win tonight here over the Lady Griffins of Tiller-Odell. Second free throw for Jana Novotny is on the way. It's up and it's off also. Doesn't go. Taft is there for the rebound. Macy Taft will bring the ball down court herself. Taft to the left side of the lane. Has it to the corner. Dribbling all the way around to the top of the key is Brindley Jones. They look underneath, try to put it inside to Rachel Bauman. Ball got away from Rachel, went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, gives it back to the Lady Griffins. Now into the game, Griffins starting to substitute here. Novotny on the floor. Into forecourt with the basketball. On the dribble comes Sydney Engelman. Engelman has the ball tipped away by Taft. Grabbed up loose. Down court it comes to Georges. Peyton Georges with 25 seconds to go. Well, Peyton Georges is going to launch one. Wait a minute. I think we're going to have a foul away from the ball here. They're just going to give the ball over to the Lady Griffins. An offensive foul is going to be called on Rachel Bauman. Bauman pushing off down under the basket. Just 23 seconds left to play on this one, and then we'll have boys varsity action coming up. 62-24 is our score. Corner, left side, Novotny. Novotny feeds it to the top of the key. All the way to the corner, right side, open look for a long two. And hitting the two out of the corner down here on the right side was Mallory Schwab. Schwab hit the two. 2 seconds, here's a long three. Off doesn't go for the Irish. And your final score, Sacred Heart 62 and Diller-Odell 26. 62-26 is our final. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with a post-game scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring wrap, being brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, let's take a look at the individual numbers. The final score, Sacred Heart 62, Diller Odell 26. For the Lady Griffins, they were led by Berkeley Beekman. She finished in double figures with 10 points tonight. Sydney Engelman added four points also for Haley Miller. With 3 points tonight was Madison Rosebaugh, 2 points for Aiden McKinney, and a single point for Mallory Schwab and Madeline Dendinger for their total of 26. From the free throw line, the Lady Griffins hit 5 out of 17 from the line. They went 0 for 6 from the line in the second half. For your Sacred Heart Irish, 62 points on the board, 2 players in double figures. Avery Sando led the way. She had 5 3-pointers tonight. 4 of those came in the second quarter, ended up with 16 on the evening. Daisy Witt was also in double figures. She finished the ball game with 14 points. 17 points tonight for Hallie Jones. Jones with 17. Adding 4 for the evening was Bailey Lemron. 4 for Ryan Westengard, all from the free throw line. Peyton Georges has 3. And 3 points for Macy Tabb for their total of 62. 62-26, your final score. The Irish incidentally made 10 out of 15 from the free throw line. This postgame scoring recap brought to you by Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Right now, we're going to take a break here for about 11 or 12 minutes, and then we'll be back with the pregame show for the second half of our doubleheader, the boys' game coming up. We'll be back here, let's call it 13 minutes from right about now for MJ, and we'll talk to you in a minute here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place. Me. A comedy of errors and a falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, linked by life and the funeral pyre. But hang on, show for you to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right?
Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, playing by life in the funeral pyre. But I ain't